Rose Staat het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
Baie groot voorreg om vanoggend jy het hierdie vir ons aan mekaar gesit. Jy het gepraat, ons moet 'n bietjie oefen. Ons gaan touspring van vanoggend en voor ons daarby uitkom, gaan ons eers met Sonny.
Sonny the Jumper.
Sonny, good morning. Sonny. Welcome to 100.6 FM.
Thank you very much.
I see you very excited to be here as well, and I'm going to try my best to do that skip rope thing in a short while.
You'll definitely do it. It's very easy.
I'll try my best.
Yes.
So, how we got in contact with you is we heard that you are taking part in the World Championships.
Yeah.
What does that entail?
I've actually been to world championships 5 times. I'm a 5 times world championship in rope skipping.
Wow.
Yes, I've actually been in the game for such a long time. It's
but
exciting.
How did you get into rope skipping? I mean, that's not something that I even knew had a world championship.
It started from a very humble beginnings back in 2009. I was in high school. I was never a sport person, but I was being bullied for not being able to kick a ball. So I wanted something that I would prove myself with, that I can do something actually in sport. So I found these 2 girls who were already doing the sport. I joined. I started there from your provincial competitions, national competitions. 2016, I found myself in Sweden for my very first world championships.
Oh, wow. Are you from Bloemfontein?
I'm born and bred in Gwagwa, but I reside here in Bloemfontein from the Eastern Free State.
Oh, yes. Oh, so, yes. And I see you're wearing a gymnastics shirt. Does it start with gymnastics, or does gymnastics have anything to do with skip rope?
Rope skipping is part of gymnastics discipline, so it's affiliated with Gymnastics South Africa.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have to be able to do gymnastics together with the rope skipping?
Gymnastics is part of rope skipping as well, because some of the elements that are in rope skipping entails of gymnastics, so you can say it's one thing.
Oh my goodness. Do you do like a set routine like they do in gymnastics, or is it just improvising and sort of doing it freestyle?
There are quite a number of events. There are speed events, 30-second speed, if I may break them down. There's double unders, where you just jump once, and then the rope passes through your body, rotates through your body twice.
Yeah.
There's a triple under, where you jump once in the air. The rope rotates 3 times. And then there's a set of routine, of which we call a freestyle. It's a lot of skills combined together, performed on music.
Oh.
Yes, and there's a double dash as well. You see this one where you have to turn 2 ropes alternately, and then you jump in the middle.
Is it 2 people holding the ropes, or do you have to hold 2 by
yourself? Yes, there are 2 turners holding the rope, and then 1 is in the middle. It can be 2-3 people, it can be 5, it can be 10 people.
Oh, it's like a team thing as well.
It's a team thing as well.
Oh,
there are team events as well. It's very much exciting. You'll see.
It sounds like it.
You'll try some jumping.
Yes, I will. But tell me, where are the World Championships being held this year?
It's actually next year. I just came back last month. When was September?
Yeah, 2 months ago.
2 months ago, yes. I was in Cape Town for my trials for the next World Championships that are happening in Japan, July 2025.
Oh my goodness. And how big is the sport in Bloemfontein, in South Africa in general?
The sport is very much big in Bloemfontein, because in school sports it's part of the syllabus, and then there are clubs as well that are affiliated to Gymnastics South Africa that are taking part in the sport. It's very big.
Oh, well,
and it's growing daily.
Do you intend to coach one day, or just carry on doing it professionally or for recreation?
I am a coach, and fortunately I'm also a development and participation manager in Rope Skipping South Africa.
Oh, wow. So you're really involved in it?
I'm really involved.
Oh, that is so cool.
I just want to jump in with a question here, Sonny.
Jump in.
You see what I did there. Someone like me, if I want to get, I'm not doing a lot of exercises the last couple of years, so... Yeah. Is there hope for me if I start with this as a training exercise, just to get in some sort of shape?
Yes, for recreation, yes, you can be able to jump and you don't even need a lot of things. You just need your rope and a piece of space and then you'll be able to jump.
But I will take it very slow.
You'll take it very slow.
But a last question, is there a specific type of rope or can you just take any piece of rope that you buy at a hardware store or a sports shop? Or how does a specific rope
there
work?
Are types of ropes that are approved by international standards. It's different type of ropes. It's your wire rope, because for speed we use a wire rope. I came with all the ropes, I'll show you.
Yes.
And then there is one for freestyle as well. For double dash, it's a beaded rope. It's beads connected on a rope. Mm. Yes.
And why is the beads there?
Because to add the weight.
Oh, so that it has a nice swing to it.
Yeah, to have a nice swing to it. And the wire rope, it's much more light. So for you to be able to do speed is fast.
Okay. And do you do like where you throw the one handle and catch it? And
yes.
And I saw a picture that I got from you jumping so high off the ground. How do you train to do that?
It takes very much training because it all starts with fitness. I train here by Sport Science Free State. Mm-hmm. I also trained at Sport Science South Africa when I prepare for my World Championships. So I have a team of people that only works on my fitness. And then I have coaches as well that only works on the technical side of things for me to prepare for the competitions.
Oh, goodness. And so you're going to show us how to skip rope. Jump rope, skip rope, what's it called? Is it a specific term? Is there a difference?
Jump rope, skip rope, one of the same thing.
Okay. En Ilde, jy gaan dit doen. So ek het nou net so pas besluit. Ek gaan eers kyk hoe die professionele atlete doen en dan jy's ook redelik atleties.
Ja.
So, dan gaan jy vir ons daai video, ek sal die video maak. Of opneem, en dan sal ons dit op die sociale media plaas, dan kan mense gaan kyk hoe dit genoem word. Sonny, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. And I said, Ilde is going to show us with your help.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Skip rope thing. So I can't wait to see that.